Well, as I mentioned, the show's open. Whenever I arrive in a new place, one of my first questions is, what goes on here? What do people do here? I asked that 15 years ago when I moved from my longtime home on the East Coast to Minnesota for personal reasons. I knew nothing about the place and never particularly wanted to live in the Twin Cities. But I was surprised to learn when I got here that among the major companies headquartered here are Target, Best Buy, United Health, the country's largest health insurance company, 3M, U.S. Bank, the medical device company called Medtronic. Well, a book came across my desk this week that's a short, fun, graphically exciting book, and you'll know why in a moment. It's called MN Events. MN, of course, is abbreviation for Minnesota. The book is by Jeff Johnson, a Minneapolis-based graphic designer, and this very, I got to say, cleverly illustrated pages showcase his talent in that regard. And there's a very interesting introduction by the Geek Squad founder, Robert Stevens. He began his business in Minnesota with just his wits and bicycle. Now the Geek Squad accounts for more than half of Best Buy's profits. In his introduction, he said he likens Minnesota to Russia. He says it's a perfect place to come up with new ideas because it's so cold here. There's nothing to do but sit by the fire, read books, and strategize against your competition. Jeff Johnson compiled this entertaining book. He's the owner of a Minneapolis design firm called Design Replace. Jeff, welcome to the show. Nice to have you here.
Hello, Rudy. What an honor to be here. Thank you.
Well, go ahead. Amaze my audience and tick off some of the items that Minnesotans have brought to the world. I just find this list fascinating.
Oh, it's, Rudy, it's amazing. This book is just a big love letter from me to my state of Minnesota. The things that were invented here kind of defy logic, reason, and the impossibility of location. The first stored data computer, the first supercomputer, sandpaper, that vacuum tube thing.
What kind of paper?
Sandpaper, wet and dry sandpaper.
Sandpaper. Oh, that must be 3M.
Sandpaper.
Huh?
Yeah. You bet. If it's a tape and if it's something that's abrasive, it came out of 3M. But another really surprising thing, like the handled grocery bag, Oregon Trail, Tonka trucks, of course.
Slow down here. You mean the bags you get at supermarkets with hand where you can hold them because they have handles? We're inventing.
Yeah, you know. Rudy, what I tell my design students or a lot of my clients, everything had to be invented by somebody.
And it was a grocer. Tonka trucks?
Yeah, in Minnetonka, Minnesota.
Because you're giving this list so fast, it takes a minute to absorb this stuff. Didn't you tell me Nerf balls as well?
Yes, sir. Yeah, Rain Geyer, sort of like the amazing inventor of toys and games in Minnesota, originally invented the Nerf ball as a game for the elderly and for small children. And Nerf was invented right here.
And who the heck invented rollerblades here?
Oh, that'd be Scott Olson. Scott Olson and his brother. They were the innovators who just figured out that, hey, we can play hockey in the summertime, too.
Pizza rolls?
Pizza rolls, yeah. Gino Pellucci, the pizza roll maestro from Duluth. there's a little bit of heartbreak on the pizza rolls, Rudy. Gino invented all kinds of things, but he says that's the one thing he really regretted selling.
Why?
Oh, because it was wildly successful.
Oh, you mean selling to someone else?
Correct. Oh, yeah.
Pop-up toaster?
Yep, Stillwater, Minnesota. There was just a machinist who had a problem with burnt toast. And if you can remember or visualize what first toasters looked like, you put toast in, you closed it, and then when you thought they were done, you opened it up. He had the ability to figure out how to time and spring-load a toaster, and he made the first pop-up toaster. In fact, the brand that he made, Rudy, was called Toastmaster, and mm-hmm. that brand is still in existence. It's still around.
Incredible. Now, lest you think, as you're listening to Jeff talk, that this is a book you have to read, this is not a book this is a graphic book. And each page has a clever graphic of the invention, and then like a two-paragraph explanation by Jeff on how it happened and who invented it. I guess 3M, we can just take off all, you know, Scotch tape, obviously, as you mentioned, sandpaper. But there's some, you know, the retractable seatbelt was invented here. Water skis.
Water skis is a huge conundrum for me because, as you know, living here, Rudy, the water here is frozen half the year. And it's the most landlocked part of the planet Earth. But most of these stories are about one interestingly kind of frustrated guy who just wanted to figure something out. So the water skis, that comes from Lake City down in Pepin. He first started trying skiing on barrel staves. He took the sides of a barrel off and put them on and tried to get pulled behind a boat. And that didn't work. And then he tried something else, and eventually it did.
Fabulous. And before I say goodbye to you, the first indoor shopping mall. Jeff Johnson is the author of this book, and he says it's the first of a series. There's so many more inventions. He's got to do more. It's called MN Invents. You can pick it up at, can we get it at Amazon?
I get Amazon.com March 1st, Rudy.
Terrific. Terrific. Or you can go to mninvents.com. You're listening to Rudy Maxa's World. Jeff Johnson is the author of this new book, MN Invents. We'll be right back talking about rescuing another ship from history.